Regional Radio Sports presents the 62nd annual Bob Secrest Jr. Central Christmas Tournament.
Pass it to the left wing. Three from England, and that one's good. Knights go up by 10.
A holiday tradition like no other. 37 games over 5 days between 24 teams from 7 counties, all to lead us to one girls champion and one boys champion.
To Brockett. Brockett dribbles once, picks up her dribble, kick out. Phelps three, off the backboard and in before the buzzer sounds.
Follow along on Twitter at MIMO Info Sports and at KJF Sports.
Kick out Wagner. Can I dial up two in a row? Yes, sir. He hits it in.
Coles Tractor and Equipment, proud to bring you this pregame show of the Central Christmas Tournament. Coles Tractor and Equipment, don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
We now send it to the TJ Fulon Fieldhouse in Park Hills, where the regional radio sports team will bring you all the action.
Well, good afternoon to you. It's Sean Malone here with you on a KREI Farmington, bringing you all the action today, or at least some of it. We'll be switching off later with Andy Humphrey in the afternoon, early evening time. But until then, it is me and Matt Greenwood with Sammy Wildman back at the studio right here on KREI for the girls' semifinals for the 62nd Bob Secrest Jr. Central Christmas Tournament. The first matchup features the number one Central Rebels taking on the number five Arcadia Valley Tigers. Then that'll be followed up right here on KREI as well with the next matchup featuring the number three Steelville Cardinals and the number two South Iron Panthers. Let's turn our attention to the first matchup. The teams are out on the court warming up right now as we speak. The Central Rebels enter this game at 10-1 on the season. They are the number one seed and the host team for this tournament. Meanwhile, the Arcadia Valley Tigers, they are the number five seed, and they hold a record of 5-5 on the season so far. We'll step aside, and when we return in 2 minutes, we'll hear from the coaches of both teams, starting first with head coach of the Central Rebels, Josh Mapes. That's coming up next right here on the Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame show on AM 800 KREI.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Comtry is now accepting medical and dental patients at our Hickory Plaza facility in Hillsboro. We accept most private insurances as well as Medicaid or Medicare. Those with no insurance may qualify for a sliding fee discount. Call us at 1-877-COMTRY for more information or to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. That number again is 1-877-COMTRY or check us out online at MIMOinfo.com. Comtry, health happens here.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Welcome back to the Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame show on G98. We're now joined by the head coach of the number one seeded Central Rebels, the Lady Rebels, Coach Josh Mapes. And Coach Mapes, you're coming into this game facing off against the Arcadia Valley team in your own tournament. You got the number one seed in the tournament. What's going to be the key to tonight's game against Arcadia Valley?
You know, we're going to have to play really good defense because Arcadia Valley has some kids that can really play, and they've improved since the beginning of the season, and we're going to have to play well and push the ball and play great defense to win.
You mentioned great defense is going to be a key. Last year, you guys ran a lot of full court press and a lot of full court trap. Is that going to be the kind of defense you're going to be running this season as well?
Yeah, that's what we do, honestly. You know, we try to wear people out and try to get easy baskets if possible.
Talk about the seniors that you have on your team. This is the last time playing in their own tournament. You got Caitlin Holmes, Skylar Eminette, most notably the two of them in the starting line, big-time players for you. What do they bring to the table?
You know, they're great players. They've been starters since they were sophomores, and we have a couple more seniors that contribute and do a lot for us. Carissa Belfield is a great defensive player, and she usually guards the best player on the other team every game, and those three mean a lot to us.
Any key matchups, player versus player, that you're looking forward to watch tonight?
You know, they have a lot of good players, really. All of them can handle it, they can shoot it, they can rebound it well. 21 and 34 are two of the best rebounders we've seen, and we're going to have to keep them off the glass for sure.
So imagine that Caitlin Holmes, you'll need a big game out of her then down low in the paint.
Yeah, you know, if Caitlin and Skylar doesn't play well, we're not going to play well as a team. So those two definitely have to play well for us.
Head coach of the Central Rebels, Josh Mapes, joining us here on the Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame show on J98. Coach, thank you very much for your time and best of luck.
All right, thank you guys for the coverage. We appreciate it.
Coach Mapes of the Central Rebels joining us on J98.
Clarissa, I've been thinking.
I'm listening, Mora Mouse.
Oh, stop it with the Grinchness. I'm serious. I've been thinking Fleegs Equipment and Massey Ferguson have an awful lot in common.
We sure do. Just like Massey, Fleegs Equipment has been around for generations.
And it's a name everyone is familiar with, unlike other brands.
Massey Ferguson is a brand that holds its value, just as we value our customers.
Massey Ferguson's also a company that stands behind its products and will be around for years to come.
And so is Fleegs Equipment.
At Fleegs Equipment, we're proud to be a three-generation family-owned and operated business.
And we're proud to offer you quality equipment with a name like Massey Ferguson.
Fleegs Equipment is proud to do our part in growing today's agriculture and managing your lawn care needs. Fleegs Equipment, see us today at our original location on Highway 32 in St. Genevieve or at our newest location just off Highway 67 at Lettington Exit and at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Welcome back to the Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame show on J98. The Boot, Sean Malone here, now joined by head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers, Coach Stan Whited. And Coach Whited, you're coming into this game with a tall task. You're facing not just the host seed, but the number one seed in the Central Rebels, a team that is going to make it difficult for you guys early on. They're going to be pressing you. They're going to be running full court traps against you to make it difficult to even get into your offense, let alone once you are on offense trying to score on them. Then what have you seen from Central so far this season with their defense?
They're just very aggressive. They are always looking to trap, looking to deflect passes and steal the ball and take it in quick and score off their steals. And they just make it tough on any team that can't handle the ball on a regular basis, can't handle the ball real well. So you have to be consistent against them and you have to pass the ball with nice, strong passes. And stay on the move and not let their pressure get to you as much, but that's hard to do.
They do a lot of different things in their full court defense, but you've seen them already this season. You faced off against them, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So does it help that you've seen what they've thrown at you and your girls have played against it already for it be a little bit more comfortable the second time around?
Yeah, it helps to see it. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be able to stop it, but it helps to see it, to make some adjustments and to work a little bit against what we expect them to do. But it's still difficult to make that adjustment and have it actually work in the game.
5-5 on the season so far entering tonight's game, or this afternoon's game, I should say. Could this be a turning point in the season for you and your girls where, you know, you can – if you win this game, get some momentum moving forward?
Oh, it'd definitely be, if we were able to win this game, it'd be a big turning point for us, I think, because if you could beat Central, you could beat just about anybody around here. But, you know, if we don't, we're not going to let it get us down. We played a lot of tough teams lately, and we won some of them, we lost some of them, but Central's just really good, and to beat them would be, it'd be an upset for them. But we'd love to do it, but, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
Any keys to this afternoon's game?
It all boils down to how well we handle their pressure. You know, they're aggressive on defense, and whether or not we can get some offense going, and whether or not we can get what off of their press, if we can get something going off of their press or not, and hopefully they'll call their press off, but that's unlikely to happen. So we'll see what happens, and I'm confident, though, that we can do much better than we did last time.
Coach Whited of the AV Tigers, the fifth-seeded AV Tigers, joining us here on the Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame show. Coach, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck this afternoon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Coach Whited of the AV Tigers joining us on J98.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Hannah Colt, and I'm proud to be a Farmington Knight. I'm proud of my school, and so is our family business. Coles Tractor and Equipment would like to wish all the teams competing in the Central Christmas Tournament the best of luck. Being a Knight is about more than just winning. Pride, honor, determination, and a heart that never stops trying, that's what makes a great Knight. In my family, being a Knight is a family tradition that started with my dad. My family bleeds black and gold. Together, we are proud to support the Farmington Knights during the Central Christmas Tournament and in all they do.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Josh Harris is on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Josh, if your New Year's resolution is to have more fun in 2018, Midwest Sports Center is the place to start.
That's right. With rebates up to $5,000, Mark, on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington, and get 2018 off to a great start.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Start with the best. This is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to give you the starting lineups.
Starting lineup brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Eric Schweiss in Farmington. We'll start first with the number one seed and host Central Rebels. They come in with the forward Sophia Horton, a freshman, getting the call to start to this afternoon. Caitlin Holmes is the center, a reigning Dream Team athlete. Callie Thurston is one of the guard trios. The other two guards next to her are a pair of seniors, Carissa Belfield and Skylar Aminette. Meanwhile, for the Arcadia Valley Tigers, it is Josie Landrum, Gracie Smith, and Katie Whited, the guard trio and the forward pair for the Arcadia Valley Tigers. The five seed is Michaela Moisey and Jayza Brockis. Arcadia Valley Tigers being introduced right now as we speak. They're wearing their black uniforms with a black and white stripe that curves its way down the side of the uniform. They also have yellow numbers with a white trim around the numbers as well, and a yellow collar around the top of the jersey. Meanwhile, for the Central Rebels, they're in their white uniforms. They have red letters with a thin navy blue trim, navy blue shoulders as well to match that trim, and a decal going down the side. navy blue with a white and red stripe inside of it. Central Rebels are 10-1 on the season so far. They got their 10th win when they took apart Bismarck in the opening round on Tuesday morning. 88-15 was the final score in that one. It got them to where we are now, the semifinals against Arcadia Valley, who topped St. Genevieve 5-4, 58-53 in the opening round in the game that followed the Central one. So now both teams set and ready to go. The tip is up in the air. It is tipped around a little bit extra and won by Moisey of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Moisey to the near side. And now back to her at the point. To Brockes. Brockes back to Moisey on the far side wing. Arcadia Valley attacking the basket to our left. Beginning her dribble is Moisey. She hands it off. Trying to drive through his wide at baseline. It goes out of bounds off of the Central Rebels. And it'll remain Arcadia Valley ball. Still no score. 7:36 to go in the opening frame. You're listening to High School Hoops on KREI Farmington. It's Sean Malone here with you alongside Mac Greenwood. Sammy Wildman back in the studio. Handoff. Katie Whited pulls up from downtown off the dribble. No good. And the rebound is grabbed by the Central Rebels. Sophia Horton. She starts to push in transition. Now gives it to Aminette. Aminette thinks about a three on the far side wing. Decides against it. Central Rebels attacking the basket to our right. Lob to the top of the key where Belfield gets it. Takes a few dribbles. Pulls up from the elbow. Shot no good. Josie Landrum of the Tigers of Arcadia Valley with the rebound. Shot is up off glass and in on the opposite end. That is Katie Whited, 4-2. Excuse me, Michaela Moise, 4-2. A lob from wing to wing, near side to far side, goes to Horton. Horton to Aminette, all alone up top. Three ball is short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Arcadia Valley's Gracie Smith pushing in transition as it tipped away from her. Out of bounds off of Skylar Aminette. It'll remain Arcadia Valley ball with 6:49 to play in the opening quarter. 2-0 Arcadia Valley so far. Only 2 points coming from Michaela Moisey. The inbound goes to Brockes. Swings it to Whited. Down low. One dribble. Shot is up off the backboard. No good. Moisey missing that one. Going the other way is Central. An outlet pass, though, is tipped and stolen away by the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Smith pushing the pace the opposite direction. It gets knocked away from her. A couple players lay out for it, and now the Central Rebels have it. Aminette outlets to Caitlin Holmes. Caitlin Holmes loses her dribble for a second and gets blocked from behind. Josie Landrum with the swat out of bounds. It'll remain Central Rebel ball. Substitution for Arcadia Valley. Checking in is Leah Hodge. She's going to replace Gracie Smith. The inbound comes to the near side. That's Callie Thurston. Thurston to Belfield. And now Aminette with it. Aminette picks up a dribble. Gives it to Belfield. Now back to Thurston. Thurston over her head. Pass swung all the way now to the far side where Avery Norris has it. We're calling her name for the first time. She just checked in too. Belfield to Aminette, now back to Norris. Down low, and now back out to Norris. Aminette with it, at the point, drives through an underneath shot, high off glass, no good. Second shot opportunity, up and in. Caitlin Holmes cleaning up the glass with the offensive rebound and getting the 2 points to follow to tie it up at 2-2 with 5:40 to play. A steal. And now going the opposite way is Holmes. Tries to pass it to Aminette, but he gets tipped by the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Katie Whited and out of bounds. It'll remain Rebel ball. 5:34 to play in the first quarter. Norse is out. Sophia Horton back in for the Rebels. So they have their starting five back out on the floor. The inbound comes to Caitlin Holmes right underneath the basket. She puts it up and in and draws the foul. Caitlin Holmes only listed at 5'7", but she plays much taller than that. Able to drive through the contact to get the two and a chance for a three-point play here. Rebels lead for the first time here at the 5:33 mark in the first quarter. It is 4-2, potentially 5-2 if Holmes drains this one here. Goes back iron. She does not, so score remains 4-2. Moisey with the rebound. Being pressed heavily by the Central Rebels. They are a tough defense in the full court. Getting it to Whitehead, who gets it across the timeline, gets trapped in the corner. Now back to Moisey. Moisey driving through, puts up a shot, and there's going to be a blocking foul. Callie Thurston is guilty of the foul. Her first, team's first. Basket was good. So that'll tie things back up at four all. Free throw up. That one is in. So Arcadia Valley back on top. They lead 5-4. 5:15 to play in the first quarter. Kimmy Wallen checking in for the first time. She has it. Gets it to Holmes at the elbow. Back to Wallen. Wing-to-wing passing, opposite side. Horton pulls up from downtown. Back iron, no good. Wallen and Holmes get the rebound. Holmes puts it up, and it's too strong, no good. A little too high off the glass. She misses there. Moisey with the rebound. Going the other way is the Tigers, attacking the basket to our left. Whited with it at the point. Setting up a play in the half court. Lobs it down low. Landrum, shot is up, high off glass, too high. Overshoots the rim, no good. Aminette pushing the other way. Aminette crosses over her defender, drives baseline, puts up a shot, and that one is good off glass. Aminette going coast to coast. Give the Rebels the lead once again. Now it's 6-5 Central. A pass to the near side, almost stolen away. Gets into the hands of Josie Landrum, who is then fouled by Kimmy Wallen, who almost tipped that ball to herself. 2 team fouls on the Central Rebels now. 1 foul on Kimmy Wallen. It is 6-5. The Central Rebels on top of the Arcadia Valley Tigers with 4.5 left to play in the opening frame. This is the first of 2 semifinal games you're going to hear right here on AM 800 KREI for girls basketball. Quick shot off the inbound. Emily Bennett pulls up. No good from downtown. And Holmes tracks down the long rebound. An outlet to Aminette is too high. And it goes out of bounds. Number 1 Central Rebels looking to make it back to the championship game. To do so, they'll have to overcome the Arcadia Valley Tigers, the 5 seed. A long outlet is tipped, and now there's a jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Rebels, so they'll get it back. Central will do a lot of different things with their full court defense. They'll press you straight up. They'll trap you as well. They were running the trap there, and Arcadia Valley tried a long inbounds, but it got tipped away, and eventually a jump ball was forced. Holmes to inbound, gets it to Aminette across the timeline. Now to the far side, that's Belfield. Belfield to Aminette to Kimmy Wallen. Kimmy Wallen fakes a pass down low, tries to pass it up top, and it's stolen away. Katie Whitey going the opposite way, and she gets fouled. Krista Belfield, Kimmy Wallen just telegraphed her pass there, and it results in a foul against the Rebels on the opposite end. It'll go against Skylar Aminette, her first, team's third. Free throw up and in for Whitehead. And that'll knock this game back up at 6-all. Under 4 to play here in the opening frame in game 1 of 2 semifinal games of the girls basketball tournament from the Central Christmas tournament. A long outlet to Wallen, keeping it alive. Now to Holmes, down low through traffic and in. Caitlin Holmes to regain the lead for the Rebels. They're on top, 8-6. Arcadia Valley almost loses it. Now they do. Rebels going the other way. Belfield travels. Was thinking about passing it down low, decided against it. Tried to hand it off in the last second, but didn't do it quickly enough. Dragged her pivot foot. Inbounds coming here, a full court trapping run by the Rebels, and the inbound is long, and it gets tipped out of bounds. Off of Arcadia Valley, says the officials. It'll be Central Rebel ball with 3:35 to play in the first quarter, 8-6 Rebels lead. We'll take a second to thank a few of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Groggins Drilling in Park Hills and Cheryl's Mini Mart in Annapolis. Wallen to Aminette. Aminette from downtown, rims out no good. It was halfway down. Rebound is grabbed by the Arcadia Valley Tigers' own Jayza Brockes. Moisey with it. Working against the freshman Horton. On the outside, Gracie Smith checks back in. She has it. Bounce pass to Landrum. One-handed to the near side wing. Bennett, who hands off to Moise. Moise takes it from elbow to elbow, gets it tipped away, and kicks it back out to Landrum. Smith posting up down low, and we got a foul against the Rebels. I think they're going to tag Caitlin Holmes with this one. It's 4 team fouls against the Rebels so far, so they're not quite in any serious foul trouble, but they're getting quite close to it. The inbound's coming here. It goes to the elbow. Moisey with it. Pulls up. That's Whitehead. Shot no good. Second shot opportunity up and in for Brockes. Tied up once again, this time at 8-all. Rebels with possession now. Driving through is Kimmy Wallen. She drives a contact. And we're going to get a pair of free throws here for Kimmy Wallen. Day with the foul for Arcadia Valley. Free throw up and in for Wallen. So she makes good on her first attempt. And she has a second one coming up momentarily. Only the second foul commit by the Tigers thus far. Free throw up and rims out, but goes off the backboard and falls through. Friendly touch off the backboard for Kimmy Wallen. And the Rebels back out on top, 10-8 now after that trip to the charity stripe. Some late substitutions being allowed for Arcadia Valley. Josie Landrum checks in to replace Leah Hodge. Rebels running a full court trap. The inbounds gets to Whitehead. Whitehead, a long outlet pass, is tipped and stolen away by the Rebels. Here comes Central going the opposite way. Aminette taking it on the near side through the lane and draws the foul. So Skylar Aminette is going to get her first free throw attempts of the afternoon here. Make sure you stay tuned after our coverage of Central Arcadia Valley. It'll follow up with Steelville and South Iron. 3-2 matchup. First free throw is good for Aminette. Second attempt is up, and that one nothing but cotton for Skylar Aminette. Rebels 4-5 from the charity stripe so far. Whitehead across the timeline, working against Belfield. Pass down low to Moisey. Shot is up, no good, but there is a foul. Sophia Horton with the foul. Free throw up and in. Second free throw coming here. Second attempt is up, and that one is good, cutting it back to a two-point game. 12-10, Rebels with possession and the lead with 2.5 to play. Horton with it, loses it, and it's going the opposite way. Tigers now pushing right to left. Shot is up and in, going coast to coast is Katie Whited. Rebels now looking to push the pace. An outlet to Horton, almost stolen away by the Tigers. Now back to Aminette. Aminette driving through, kicks to the near side corner. Three ball is up, three ball is down. And credit all three of those points to Carissa Belfield, her first three of the afternoon. Moisey with it, takes it to the wing. To Whitehead. The Tigers down by two. Tip out of bounds. And we're going to get a substitution here. Avery Norris checks in. The inbounds goes to Whitehead. Taking your time here with a 1:40 on the clock in the first quarter. Smith to Whitehead. Whitehead spins, working against Belfield at the elbow, puts up a floater, and that one is good. Knotted up at 14 all. They ruled that Carissa Belfield three-pointer, a two-pointer. Shot on the other end is up and in for Caitlin Holmes. 16-14 now the score, 1:20 to play. Ball is loose on the court. Callie Thurston defending against Brockes into the corner. Three ball up for Landrum, no good. And going the other way are the Central Rebels. Aminette pushing in transition. Aminette draws contact. And we're going to get a blocking foul. Arcadia Valley, they wanted a charge. No call, though. And they're going to call it on the floor, not in the act of shooting. So Central will inbound here. Aminette's going to check out, give herself a bit of a rest. Kimmy Wallen returns to the lineup for the Rebels. Avery Norris to inbound. Norris lobs it to the outside. A deep two is up, foot on the line, and that one is good. Carissa Belfield with a pair of what could have been three-pointers. Instead, she had her foot on the line. She's got 4 points total in the game, could have been six. The Rebels have an 18-14 lead, pulling away a little bit here late in the first quarter. Landrum, pass to the middle, is stolen away. Caitlin Holmes comes soaring in to take that one away. Bodies some defenders off of her, kicks it to the near side. Another deep two put up by the Rebels. This time it's no good. Offensive rebound, kick out, deep two from Holmes. No good. Tipped around ball is loose. Kept alive by the Rebels, but now it's going the opposite way. Tigers with possession. Smith puts it up through traffic, and we have an offensive foul.
The last thing you want to do when you're Arcadia Valley is start to break down a little bit offensively in the final 2 minutes of each quarter. Central thrives on getting you to mess up late in each period, and that's how they start to extend their lead slowly but surely. And right now, Central, a chance to go up 6, maybe 7 before the buzzer.
24.8 seconds left. I imagine Central's going to hold for the last possession here. Aminette crosses the timeline, gives it to the freshman Horton. Horton to Aminette. Aminette now dribbles once with the right hand. A pass to Horton is a little wide and out of bounds. And with 11.8 seconds left, Arcadia Valley is going to get the ball one final time here in the first quarter.
And that is a bit unusual for Central to have a chance to run out the rest of the clock and get that final shot and then end up turning the ball over.
Aminette and Holmes check out. Norris and Wallen check in for the Rebels. The inbounds goes to Whitehead. Whitehead crosses over, driving through. Bounce pass to the near side. Now back to the far side. 3 seconds left on the clock. Landrum pulls up from about 40 feet out. It's well short. And that will take us to the end of the first quarter. 18-14, the Rebels on top of the Arcadia Valley Tigers here in the semifinals of the 62nd Bob Seegers Jr. Central Christmas Tournament Girls Bracket. You're listening to it on AM 800 KREI.
Hi, this is Joe Penno, assistant coach for the Mineral Area College basketball team. Choosing the Soap Lady cleaning product is as easy as a layup. That's why we use her products on our uniforms.
Hi, my name is Briley Palmer, and I'm the assistant women's coach at Mineral Area College. And after a hard day on the court, I like to rebound with the Soap Lady's laundry pod.
Score a three-pointer with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. Find a distributor in your area at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
Number one Central on top of number five Arcadia Valley by a score of 18-14 through one quarter of play. Sean Malone alongside Matt Greenwood, Sammy Wildman back in the studio. Thank you for making us a part of your Thursday afternoon. After this game, it'll be a number three Steelville and number two South Iron facing off for a chance to play the winner of this one. We'll take a quick second to thank a couple of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Steelville R3 School District in Steelville, Boyer Lumber in Potosi, and Bismarck Tire in Bismarck. Arcadia Valley starts with the ball here in the second half. Still attacking the basket to our left. Landrum with it on the near side wing. Dribbling with the right hand. And now hands it off to Gracie Smith. Now back to Landrum. Landrum working against Caitlin Holmes. Tries to cross up and drive baseline against her. Can't. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass down low to Moisey. Moisey shot is up off backboard. No good. Offensive rebound is grabbed, but now it's still loose on the floor. Finally corralled by Arcadia Valley, who draws a foul. Moisey with 7 points in the first half, drawing the contact there.
It's going to be very important that Arcadia Valley continues to pick up those loose balls around the rim and get up shots and make Central's defense work on extra possessions.
The inbound goes to Moisey in the near side corner. Spins, tries to kick it out, but falls while she does so. Gets tipped out of bounds by the Rebels, who are trying to go for it. And it'll remain Tiger ball with 7:20 to play. Still 18-14 the score here early on in the second quarter. Whited takes it to the point. Now to Gracie Smith. Smith working against Aminette, dribbling with the left hand. Poked away by Skylar Aminette, going the opposite way as Holmes, who spins on a defender and lays it in off glass.
Aminette starts the fast break there, and good job, Holmes, to dribble the ball up the floor, not lose control of it, not lose sight of the basket, and not lose sight of the defender as well, and get the easy layup.
Holmes with half of her team's 20, beating the press and going all the way is Josie Landrum for the AV Tigers. 20-16 now the score. Arcadia Valley still hanging tough. Avery Norris, wing-to-wing pass, near side. Another deep two is put up by Carissa Belfield. She misses that one. And it'll go the other way with Arcadia Valley grabbing the rebound. Moisey spins on her defender, working against Avery Morris to Whitehead. Now in the corner, Brockus tries to drive baseline, nowhere to go, and kicks it back out. To the near side corner, inside the arc, Smith with it to Landrum on the outside now. Landrum to Whitehead, Arcadia Valley really taking their time. A lob pass down low, Moisey off glass and in.
That's what you got to do. You have to take your time on offense. And they did so right there. Tiger is getting rewarded for it.
Belfield. Pass shot is up by Callie Thurston. No good off the backboard. And a foul is going to go against Caitlin Holmes. A little too aggressive going for the ball there. Landrum had it, but she was trying to poke it away.
But that is what the Rebels do. As soon as the opposing team gets the rebound, they don't go back on defense. They try to make their defense known in the backcourt and get pressure on the point guards early on. Unfortunately, Holmes just got a little too close and reached in and got the foul.
The problem with that style of play is it now leads to a one-and-one opportunity here. And if Josie Landrum makes both of them, we're back to a tie game at 20-all. Two fouls against Caitlin Holmes, seven against the Rebels. First free throw up. That one's good to make it a one-point game, 20-19 with 5:56 left to play until halftime. Make sure you stay tuned to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. We'll break down stats from the first half, brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. Second free throw is good, so we are knotted up once again at 20 apiece. Wallen with it, drives through a bounce pass. Avery Norris, baseline jump shot up and in. Norris with her first two. The inbounds goes to Whited, and now back to Josie Landrum. Landrum crosses up her defender, has it poked away from her. Ball is still loose on the court. Getting it is Whited. She spins, lobs it down low for Moisey. Moisey beats her defender, lays it in off glass.
AV proving they can play in a scrambling type offense as well, getting points there.
Moise with the nice two. A three ball from the opposite wing. No good for the Rebels. And now going the opposite way are the Tigers, but it's stolen away. Aminette with the steal. And did we get a timeout? I think we did. Aminette was trying to draw contact for a foul. But beforehand, we get a 30-second timeout taken by head coach of the Central Rebels, Coach Josh Mapes. This will allow us to thank a couple of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Iron County C4 School District in Viburnum, State Farm agent Matt Woods in Hillsboro, Fountain Blue Nursing Center in Festus, Lenny's of Lesterville, Polite Ready Mix in Potosi, and the St. Genevieve Care Center in St. Genevieve.
When Central won the state championship back in the 2014-2015 season, they played Arcadia Valley in this tournament championship game and beat them 68-44. And ever since then, they've won the Central Christmas Tournament. As a matter of fact, last year, Central knocked off AV in the championship after AV was able to upset South Iron in the second round. And so, you know, the Rebels are very familiar with winning this tournament here, and AV is going to have to do something to change that up, and they're doing a pretty good job so far.
Aminette to Belfield, now back to Aminette. Near side wing is up, no good. Loose ball tipped around, offensive rebound up and in for Avery and Morris. Avery Norris with the two there. 24-22, Rebels back out on top. Dribbling with it is Emily Bennett, and it's stolen away. Going the opposite way is Carissa Belfield, who lays it in off glass. And we've got a timeout now taken by Stan Whited, head coach of the AV Tigers. He's going to burn a 30-second timeout, wants to get his team focused once again as the Central Rebels are going on a bit of a run. They're on top 26-22 with 4:43 left to play in the second quarter. Make sure you stay tuned once again to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. We'll take a second to thank a couple of our other sponsors. Missouri Highlands Healthcare, you can feel good about. Gio Lumber in Perryville. Norman Crumpecker Bail Bonds in Potosi. South Iron R1 School District in Annapolis as well, we like to thank. And South Iron, one of those two teams that will be playing in the next game. Slated for an approximately 2:30 tip-off between the two of them, South Iron and Steelville. You can catch that game right here on AM 800 KREI and streaming online at MIMOinfo.com. Inbounds to Whited. Whited outlets to Gracie Smith. Smith, a pass too high for Chelsea Rice. And a double dribble is committed by the Rebels as they stole it away. A lucky break for the Tigers. They get the ball back down four with about 4.5 to play in the second.
It was a well-scripted play by Coach Whited to break that backcourt press, but they just couldn't execute it once the ball got into the front court.
The inbound goes into the corner on the offensive side, and now a lob to the outside, Hodge with it. Hodge gives to Smith. Smith finds Whited with a bounce pass. Shot up, way too high, missing everything. Kept alive by the Tigers, but now it's stolen away by the Rebels, going the opposite direction. Aminette takes it to the near side corner, lobs for Kimmy Wallen. To the far side, that's Belfield on the wing. Now to Wallen once again, drives through, kicks to the near side. Aminette crossing over the defenders, drives through, puts it up, off glass, no good, but she gets the foul.
That's what Skylar Eminette can do so well for Central, is keep the play alive and then just attack the basket, weave through a defender. She's super quick, stays low to the ground, very tough to defend, and she's always good at the free throw line.
First free throw up. That one is good for Eminette.
AV's got to be careful here. They're starting to slip a little bit. Their offensive possessions, they haven't been able to get into a half-court set comfortably, and they're starting to turn the ball over more as well.
Second free throw up and in. And Eminette goes 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. She's 4 for 4 overall this afternoon. Tigers to inbound, down by 6. Largest lead of the afternoon for the Central Rebels. A long outlet is tipped out of bounds off of the Rebels' last, so it will remain Tiger ball.
I thought Michaela Moise actually was the last one to touch it for Arcadia Valley, but obviously the official right there on the baseline has the better view there, and it remains Tiger ball.
The inbound from Landrum is finally lobbed to Brockes. Brockes tries to drive through, kicks out to Emily Bennett instead. Emily Bennett with a bounce pass to Whitehead. Whitehead pulls up deep two. That one's good. Katie Whitehead now with 5 points. Wallen drives through, kicks out to Eminette. Extra pass to the far side wing to Carissa Belfield. Into the corner, Avery Norris. Back to Belfield, wing-to-wing pass to Wallen on the near side. She's inside the arc, decides not to take the deep two. A kick out to Eminette instead. Eminette takes it all the way to the corner, hands off for Norris. Norris finds Wallen. Wallen at the point, pass is tipped, but right back to Kimmy Wallen, and now to Eminette. Eminette thinks about a deep three, decides against it. Driving through and drawing contact is Carissa Belfield, and let's see if this is a 1-1 or if we're going to have 2 free throws here.
Yeah, that was a sort of a difficult, an easy foul call to make, but a difficult call as to whether or not it was in the act of shooting. I think, oh, here we go, 1-1.
And they do call it a 1-1.
Always look for the man in stripes to get the call for you.
First one is up and in, so Carissa Belfield awarded with a second free throw attempt coming up here. 29-24 the score, 3:18 to play until halftime. Free throw up, a little short, but it goes off the rim, backboard, and in. So that pushes the lead to 30-24. Back to a 6-point lead for the Rebels.
By the way, in that 2015 championship for Central, Skylar Eminette and Carissa Belfield were both sophomores. Bree Seaton, who graduated this past year, would have been a junior that year as well.
Bree Seaton, a big part of the Central Rebel team. Good 3-and-D player for them, especially with the corner three ball. Landrum, now in the corner. Shot is up, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Callie Thurston. Thurston to Eminette. Outlets to the fresh legs of Caitlin Holmes, who checks into the game. And Holmes is fouled.
Yeah, that's a big key for Central, as you mentioned. Fresh legs. Caitlin Holmes got a lot of rest with a couple of timeouts, one from her coach and one from AV, and a couple of minutes on the bench in addition to those timeouts being called. So she'll probably stay on the floor for the final 3 minutes, and that's going to give Central a presence down low and on the fast break.
First free throw up and in for Caitlin Holmes. Second one coming as Horton checks out. Free throw up and in for Holmes.
Well, check that. Caitlin Holmes is going back to the bench. So there
Coach
you go.
Mapes will do very quick changes with his players, especially when he wants more guard play on the floor. And that's what the Rebels have out there right now, is a full court press of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Landrum almost stolen away, but skying with it is Whitehead, and she lays it in.
That was a blind pass for the Tigers. They got lucky there to get those 2 points.
That pass was not intended to Whitehead. Just a heads-up play by her to keep it alive for her team and get the two. Shot up by Eminette, no good. Following, though, is Thurston. Second shot, no good. Third shot opportunity up. That one's no good as well. And grabbing the rebound is Jessica Brockes. Brockes now looking to push the pace to Gracie Smith. And Smith is going to settle things down with 2.5 left. Begging for the ball in the near side corner as Landrum. Defense comes to her. She gets it, though. Shot up, no good. Second shot opportunity. Moise grabs it, puts it up, and that one is good. Moise got it on the block, looped all the way around to the opposite block. And we got a foul against the Rebels. Stepping over the line before she inbounded it was Callie Thurston. 32-28 the score, 2:09 on the clock. Central Rebels still lead, but Arcadia Valley not backing down.
We're getting to that 2-minute mark of the first half where AV needs to really finish strong.
Whitehead gets the inbound, puts up a hook shot. That one's good.
She's been solid on the floor so far tonight. Katie Whited having herself quite a game.
9 points, six of them coming here in the second quarter. Aminette hands off to Wallen. Wallen with a pump fake pass to Norris. Now goes to Norris. Norris pass down low. Shot is up from Thurston, and she gets fouled.
By the way, did I say night? I meant afternoon. You know, you and I have been...
I've been doing that a couple times already.
So many nights, the last two nights here at the Central Christmas Tournament.
You and I are in for early mornings, late nights. Our internal clocks are all kinds of messed up right now.
But afternoon or nighttime, whatever it is, it is a great game so far. And I think Arcadia Valley was down five with about 4 minutes to go in this second quarter, and they've come back to pull within two.
First free throw is no good, rims out. A timeout taken on the floor. We'll step aside with them. 32-30, Rebels lead the Tigers here in the first of two semifinal games from the Bob Segrest Jr. Central Christmas Tournament on KRBI.
Farmers Market. We feature products from some of the best local artisans in the Parkland. When you purchase these products, you are helping us support small, home-based businesses that offer some wonderfully crafted and unique items that are not found anywhere else. Products featured will change periodically, but all of them will come from local craftsmen. For more information, visit parklandrx.com or any of our stores in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton.
.32-30 the score. Number one Rebels on top of the number five Arcadia Valley Tigers. Meetings are adjourned on both sides, and a second free throw attempt is coming up here for Callie Thurston, who missed her first free throw attempt. Norris, Belfield, Aminette, and Wallen join Callie Thurston on the court. Free throw up and short, no good. 0 for 2 goes Callie Thurston. And going the other way are the Tigers. Landrum in transition, settles at the wing. Now hands off to Whited. Whited about 12 feet off the arc to Landrum. Landrum trying to spin on her defender. She does and gets fouled from behind. Aminette a little too aggressive going after the basketball to her right. Landrum spun the opposite way, feeling her presence, and now has two free throws with a chance to tie this up. Free throw, first one is good to make it a one-point game. Horton and Holmes check back in for the Rebels. One-point game here. Landrum has a chance to tie with 1:36 left to play in the first half. Free throw is up, short, no good. The rebound goes to Horton. Horton across the timeline, a pass to Aminette. Aminette thinks about driving through, decides against it, gives it to Belfield. Belfield to Horton on the far side, loses it for a split second, able to regain control, facing a zone defense. Down low, Thurston to the near side. Aminette fakes a three, drives through, puts up the floater through traffic, no good. Tipped out of bounds, last touched by the Tigers. Says the officials, with 1:13 to go, Rebels will get another possession up by one. The inbounds goes to Aminette, all alone on the far side wing. Defense lost her. Three ball is up, no good. Second shot opportunity up and in for Caitlin Holmes. 3-point lead for the Rebels with a minute to play left until halftime. Smith passes tipped, and it goes out of bounds off of Caitlin Holmes and the Rebels. 58.2 seconds left to play. And Wallen and Norris will check back in. Aminette and Horton will check out. 34-31 the score. Tigers maintain possession. They inbound here to Whited. Whited working against Wallen. Puts up an awkward floater from way out. She was about 15 feet out. It is no good. Holmes going the other way. A bounce pass shot is up. It goes. And a foul. Carissa Belfield with a chance for an old school 3-point play. Kirsten Day with her second. AV with some substitutions. That is 10 fouls now against AV. 45 seconds left to play. We'll see if that is a factor for the rest of the first half. Free throw up and in. Converting on the 3-point play is Belfield. Moisey with it, driving baseline, a kick out to Bennett. Whitehead to the near side, Landrum, 27 seconds left to play. Back to Whitehead, to Landrum, and Whitehead once again. Driving through with the right hand, a pass is tipped by the Rebels, and now they're going the opposite direction. A long outlet pass to Thurston, who loses it for a second, puts it up, gets bumped, no call, shot no good, and grabbing the rebound is the Tigers, but it's on the floor, and picking it back up are the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Landrum gets it, settles 2 seconds left, a shot on the far side is up and in by Kirsten Day right before the buzzer sounds. So that will cut into the lead just a little bit. It is 37-33, the Rebels on top of the Arcadia Valley Tigers here at halftime. So we'll step aside for 2 minutes, and when we return, it's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show here on AM 800 KREI.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Whether you're looking to win, beat a time, or simply cross the finish line, the Jefferson County WISE Indoor Triathlon is the perfect fit. On Sunday, January 14th, all fitness levels can participate in the triathlon, which consists of a 400-meter swim in the WISE Indoor Pool, a 10-mile bike, a facility cycling bike, and a 3-mile run on a treadmill. The WISE Indoor Triathlon is an opportunity to experience a unique challenge, whether that be by yourself or a team of three. For more information or to register, call 636-931-9622 or stop by the Jefferson County YMCA.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show here on AM 800 at KREI. It is the Rebels on top of the Tigers, 37-33 at halftime. Taking a look at some stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914. You can also visit them at bloomsdalebank.com. Leading all scorers, Caitlin Holmes with 14 points in the first half. All but two of those points coming from field goals. Meanwhile, second for the Rebels and second overall in scoring is Carissa Belfield, who has 11. And she's got 7 of those 11 coming in the second quarter. Meanwhile, for the Arcadia Valley Tigers, they're led in scoring by Michaela Moisey, who has 11 total. And Josie Landrum with a nice second quarter herself, putting up 5 points, 3 of them coming from the charity stripe. 37-33 is the score here. The Central Rebels looking to return to the championship game where they were victorious last season. They will face the winner of our next matchup between the number 3 Steelville Cardinals and the number 2 South Iron Panthers. Steelville topped Potosi in the opening round, 53-31, and South Iron knocked off Fredericktown 40 to 31. Both teams set to face off against each other. That'll be coming up with an approximate 2:30 tip-off right here on AM 800 KREI and streaming online at MIMOinfo.com. We'll follow that up then with the boys' bracket. That'll be switching over to J98 The Boot when we do cover the boys' bracket of the 62nd Bob Zegras Jr. Central Christmas Tournament. The first game with an approximate 4 o'clock tip-off and 3:45 pregame on J98 will feature the Hillsboro Hawks taking on the Potosi Trojans. That'll be followed up with the 5-4 matchup. Festus taking on Central with a 5:30 tip-off. After that, it is the number 7 St. Genevieve Dragons taking on the number 2 seed, the North County Raiders. And then it'll be Farmington versus South Iron, who pulled the upset in the final game of the opening round last night. South Iron knocking off Perryville 66-54. You're listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show here on AM 800 KREI. Once again, the score 37-33. It is the Central Rebels on top of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. We'll step aside for 2 minutes and return with more Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on AM 800 KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Comtree is now accepting medical and dental patients at our Hickory Plaza facility in Hillsboro. We accept most private insurances as well as Medicaid or Medicare. Those with no insurance may qualify for a sliding fee discount. Call us at 1-877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. That number again is 1-877-COMTREE or check us out online at MIMOinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Clarissa, I've been thinking.
I'm listening, Mower Mouse.
Oh, stop it with the Grinchness. I'm serious. I've been thinking Fleegs Equipment and Massey Ferguson have an awful lot in common.
We sure do. Just like Massey, Fleegs Equipment has been around for generations.
And it's a name everyone is familiar with, unlike other brands.
Massey Ferguson is a brand that holds its value, just as we value our customers.
Massey Ferguson's also a company that stands behind its products and will be around for years to come.
And so is Fleegs Equipment.
At Fleegs Equipment, we're proud to be a three-generation family-owned and operated business.
And we're proud to offer you quality equipment with a name like Massey Ferguson.
Fleegs Equipment is proud to do our part in growing today's agriculture and managing your lawn care needs. Fleegs Equipment, see us today at our original location on Highway 32 in St. Genevieve or at our newest location just off Highway 67 at Lettington Exit and at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at GilsterMaryLee.com.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
.37-33 is the halftime score. Rebels on top of the Tigers. Central Rebels looking to return to the championship game Arcadia Valley Tigers looking to play upset and are hanging around here in the first half so far. 18-14 was the score through one quarter of play. 37-33 the score where we stand right now at halftime. Both teams back out on the court. They were in their locker room almost the entire time. Didn't even really get a chance to put up some practice shots or anything like that. Both teams just huddled up around their coaches. Now the Central Rebels around head coach Josh Mapes. The Arcadia Valley Tigers around their head coach Stan Whited. No direct relation to guard Katie Whited, who has 9 points so far by my count for the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Rebels break huddle with Aminette, Holmes, Belfield, Thurston, and Horton. So their usual starting five. The Arcadia Valley Tigers still huddled up right now. We'll take a second to thank a couple of our sponsors allowing us to come out here and broadcast the Central Christmas Tournament. We'd like to thank DeSoto Electrical Products in DeSoto, Potosi R3 School District in Potosi, Potosi Lumber also in Potosi, Vicky Crocker Realty in Deloge, West County R4 School District in Leadwood, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, Herculaneum, and Crystal City, and State Farm Insurance agent Eric Schweiss, who sponsors our starting lineup. Starting lineup back out there for the Tigers as well to start the second half. Rebels have it. Aminette at the point, facing a 2-3 zone to Horton. Horton fakes left, a pass to the right to Aminette. She's about 5 feet off the arc. That's outside of her range. Decides not to take the three. Horton, pass down low to Holmes. Shot is up, no good. She got bumped, missed everything, no call. 37-33 the score. Arcadia Valley Tigers get their first possession here in the second half. 7.5 left to play in the third quarter. Landrum with it, working against Caitlin Holmes. Now a pass to Whited. Whited, now back to Landrum. Landrum tries to go baseline. Holmes is there to stop her, though, and passes it to Brockus. Brockus dribbles once with the left hand, back out to Landrum. Landrum, wing-to-wing pass. Moisey. Posting up her defender, it's Horton. She's working against the freshman. Shot is up, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Thurston. Thurston outlets to Caitlin Holmes. No look pass to Horton, who misses the layup. And we got a foul that's going to go against Caitlin Holmes. And down and in a lot of pain is Josie Landrum. Landrum rolling on the court right now.
Yeah, she got toppled on.
They're calling the coach Stan Whited over. She gets up, seems to be in a lot of pain, is walking around under her own power right now.
She is a tough player for AV, certainly is. And
She's looking to stay in. She may have to come out because the official blew the whistle and stopped the flow of the game. Didn't quite stop action, but she tries to stay in. She's not going to be allowed to stay in, though. Emily Bennett is going to check in to replace her. And coming out with a nice round of applause from the Arcadia Valley faithful here is Josie Landrum. We'll update you on her status as we get more information.
And yeah, Landrum is one of those point guards that can slow down the pace for AV when they need to.
The inbounds for the Tigers. With it is Whited, and Whited travels in the backcourt, so it'll be a turnover, Rebel ball. 37-33 the score, 6:43 to play. Still nobody putting up any points here in the second half thus far. Aminette gets the inbounds from Horton. Now back to Horton in the far side corner. She pulls up from downtown. That one is good. Horton, her first 3 points of the afternoon, gives her team a 40-33 lead. Largest lead they've had all evening, and we have a jump ball on the floor. Possession arrow favors the Tigers, so they'll maintain possession, but they do lose the arrow. They'll inbound on the near side. Emily Bennett to do the inbounding for the Arcadia Valley Tigers. PA calls for a substitution, but no, that's actually Josie Landrum making her way now to the locker room. So we wonder if we'll see her at all throughout this second half. Fake pass to the near side, putting up a shot and fouled is Katie Whited. So Whited will get a pair of free throws. It was in the act of shooting. That foul goes against Kimmy Wallen. That is her second, team second here in half number two. Free throw up, rims out, no good. This will be Whited's fourth attempt coming up here. Made her first attempt, missed the previous two. Free throw up, and that one gets the friendly roll off the rim to go. She's 2-for-4 on the afternoon from the charity stripe. Back to a six-point game. Near side, Belfield thinks about a three. One dribble, steps to the line, pulls up, no good, and it rims out. Brockes with the board for AV. She takes it up the court, working against Thurston. Now she's going to back out, pick up a screen from Emily Bennett. A lob now to Bennett, and back to the top where Whitehead has it. Whitehead dribbling with the right hand to Moisey. Now down low, Whitehead puts up an underneath shot, no good. Loose ball grabbed by Gracie Smith, and it's stolen away by the Rebels. Rebels try to outlet it, and it's poked away. Loose on the floor still. Horton gets it. Horton is going to reset, kick out to Belfield, and now Aminette. Wing three from Aminette on the far side is no good, and she's able to let the ball go out of bounds off of the Tigers, and it'll remain Rebel ball. Aminette was going to chase down the rebound. It was tipped by Katie Whitehead of AV, and then Aminette kind of just boxed out. Maybe a little bit of a push from Aminette against Whitehead to prevent her from getting it. Officials don't call it, however. Up top, Kimmy Wallen picks up a screen from Aminette. Now goes back the opposite way. A lob to Aminette on the wing. She drives through, puts up the floater, a little short, no good. Aminette fights for the rebound, gets it back, puts it up and in, and the foul. 42-34 the score, with Aminette having a chance to extend it. So Aminette steps to the charity stripe. She is 4-for-4 with free throws this game so far. Whistle blown, a late substitution checking in for the Rebels. Avery Norris checks in. Coming out is Carissa Belfield. Aminette, free throw up and good. She's 5-for-5 on free throws now. That brings her a point total to 9 on the afternoon. 43-34 the score, 5.5 left to play in the third.
And Josie's back in for the Tigers. That's a good sign.
Yeah, definitely a good sign. We'll keep an eye on how she holds up. Moisey puts up a shot. No good. It is a foul on the floor. The shot itself was good, but it will not count. Arcadia Valley fans not happy with that call there. They thought that should have counted and been a chance for a three-point play. Instead, it's nothing but an inbound underneath the offensive basket. It goes to the free throw line where it is tipped and ripping it away, but a jump ball is called beforehand. Skylar Aminette ripping it away from the Tigers. They're going to get possession either way, though, with the possession arrow favoring the Rebels.
I was going to say, that was a pretty quick tie-up call by the officials over there. Aminette, excuse me, as you said, ripped it away from the Tigers there. And here's Central looking to push that lead up to double digits here.
To Belfield. Back to Aminette at the point. To the far side, Kimmy Wallen. Wallen driving through. Kicks out to Aminette, who almost loses it for a second. Able to hold on to it, though. She backs out, draws the defender, dribbles it off her own leg, and it's going the opposite way. Whitehead in transition to Landrum. Landrum shot up and draws the blocking foul. We're going to get an end one opportunity here.
I don't know about that. That was some good transition defense by the Rebels. And I honestly thought that Belfield got there just in the nick of time, but the men in stripes maybe making up for a missed call, you know, just a couple minutes ago. But here's AV getting some more points on the board, reducing this lead.
43-37 now the score, with 5 minutes to play in the third. Belfield on the near side wing, now to Aminette at the point. Finds Wallen on the wing. Back to Aminette. Overhead pass to Wallen on the wing. Wallen fakes a bounce pass, now drives through with the right hand, puts it up off glass, a little too high, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Arcadia Valley lobs it to Landrum. Now back to Whitehead, now back to Landrum. Landrum pulling up from downtown, no good. And it's going to be grabbed by Aminette, who pushes the pace for the Rebels. Hesitation move. Lob to the near side, low block. That's Kimmy Wallen, high off glass, no good. Tipped around, rebound grabbed by Kirsten Day of Arcadia Valley. Landrum to the near side, Whitehead. Pass down low. Moise with it. Moise kicks out to Whitehead. A lob to the far side. That's Smith. And Smith is going to slow things down with four to play. Gives it to Whitehead. Whitehead, ball loose on the floor. Double team comes, and a jump ball is forced. And this is where that call before, where they called it a jump ball instead of just allowing the play to continue, becomes a factor. It's Arcadia Valley ball as opposed to what could have been Central Rebel ball.
It just seems so often that
once AV gets into their half-court set, all it takes is 3 or 4 seconds, and someone loses the ball. It's tipped or nearly stolen by Central.
Whitehead crosses over Belfield, drives through, and double dribbles. I think she grabbed the ball with both hands for a split second.
Yeah, it would have had to have been a split second because she was trying to dribble through traffic there. Found the right target, just double dribbled before she got the pass off.
Holmes and Horton check back in for the Rebels. The forward and center in their starting lineup. Aminette with it. Shrugs off a defender. Now back to Caitlin Holmes. And back to Aminette. Aminette lobs to Holmes, who pulls up from about 15 feet out. Bit of an angle from the baseline. No good. Thurston with the rebound. Gets it to Holmes. Sidestep. Layup. No good. Loose ball tipped around, and grabbing it is Arcadia Valley. They're down by 6. Pushing in transition. Landrum puts it high off glass. I think she was trying to draw contact there. No one contacted her at all. Outlet, able to hang on to it, is Belfield. Belfield takes it down low, puts it up through traffic, and good. We have an awkward layup on the other end, going back to that from Landrum, as the outlet for the Tigers is way too high for Kirsten Day to get to, and it goes out of bounds. I think Landrum is swinging her legs, trying to draw contact there. Just focus on laying it in first. Don't worry about drawing the contact. Don't get greedy.
And now Central is doing to Arcadia Valley what they want them to do, and that is long passes up the floor. They're starting to get AV to freak out a little bit about being down 8 with 3 minutes to go in this third quarter.
Well, they like to push the pedal to the metal as a timeout is taken by the Arcadia Valley Tigers and take advantage of miscommunications and miscues from opposition. It doesn't matter whether it's the Arcadia Valley Tigers or whoever they happen to be playing. They like to play at a faster pace than most other teams, and you're right, Matt, that's what they're getting into to do right now. 3:06 left to play in quarter number 3. 45-37 is the score. We'll take a second to thank some of our sponsors allowing us to come out here and cover the Central Christmas Basketball Tournament. Gilster Merrily Corporation, Mike Welker in Perryville. Mineral Area College in Park Hills. The Soap Lady in Bonterre, who sponsors not just this timeout, but all timeouts. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton. 45-37 is the score, with 3:06 left to play. The Rebels come out with their starting five, with one exception. Kimmy Wallen is in, replacing Callie Thurston. Aminette to Wallen. Wallen drives past her defender, kicks to Aminette, extra pass into the corner. Now back to Aminette. Kimmy Wallen about 5 feet off the arc. She tries to drive through, kicks it to Horton in the corner. Horton loses her dribble, is able to regain control, though. Gets it to Wallen. It gets tipped out of bounds, though, before making its way to her, and it's off of the Tigers' last. Belfield to inbound for Central to Aminette, who gets it with her foot right along midcourt, able to avoid going back over the line, though, and get it to the arc. Horton to Wallen. 2.5 left to play in the third. Bounce pass to Horton, who pulls up from the corner. No good. Long rebound is snatched out of the air by Whited. Whited almost has it poked away from her by Carissa Belfield. And now setting up in the half court are the Tigers. 3-ball from the near side corner. No good. And a jump ball situation. Possession arrow points in favor of the Rebels. They're going to get the ball here with 2:17 left to play. They have the lead 45-37. Caitlin Holmes to inbound. Gets it to Aminette. Aminette slowing things down here with just over 2 to play. Wallen. One dribble back to Aminette, who has it at the Rebel logo at midcourt. And bumped in the corner is Horton. Easy foul call there. Moise with the foul. So Moise the guilty party there. That is her first, team's second. Only 2 fouls here in the second half so far for the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Clean basketball. Clean basketball being played so far by the Rebels, too. They've only committed 4. Aminette with it. Back to Belfield at the point. Now to Wallen, near side wing. Back to Belfield again, who drives through. Layup with the right hand is good for Carissa Belfield. She's got 15 now on the afternoon. Landrum looking for someone to inbound it to. Full court press being run by the Rebels. It's tipped around and grabbed by Caitlin Holmes. Holmes with the fake pass, lays it up, draws contact. She's going to get a pair of free throws. Two free throws coming up here. First one is up and off rim, no good. Missing is Caitlin Holmes there. Score remains a 10-point lead for the Rebels, 47-37 with 1:35 left on the clock. Free throw up, and this one misses as well. It gets tipped out of bounds off of the Rebels' last. Holmes goes 0 for 2. Holmes will check out, as will Horton. And returning to the lineup is Avery Norris and Callie Thurston. Landrum to inbound, gets it to Whited. Whited spins against the defender. Now bounce pass back to Landrum. Landrum working against Aminette. Double team comes, stops right before midcourt, picks up her dribble, finds all open Day down low. Shot is missed though. Going the other way is Norris now. Outlets to Aminette. Aminette driving through, picks up a screen and it's laid in. And I believe we're going to get a foul away from the ball as Kimmy Wallen set a screen, and whoever she was screening didn't catch the number there, just tried to bowl right through her. Horton and Holmes check back in. They've been switching in and out, offensive and defensive, all game long. Thurston to inbound, lobs it to Horton underneath. One dribble goes up through traffic, short, no good. But the tip-in is followed through by Callie Thurston, her first 2 points of the afternoon. A lob down low for Day. A high shot is up, missing everything, and it's Horton with the rebound. Now it's Horton going the opposite way to Aminette. Aminette with the layup off glass and in. Trying to push the pace quickly are the AV Tigers. They're falling behind here as the Rebels going on a bit of a run late in the third quarter. Ball is loose on the court. Moisey able to pick it up. Some fans yelling about something. Perhaps they wanted a foul there on the floor. Shot is up, no good. There's the foul. And a pair of free throws coming up here for Michaela. Michaela Moisey, first free throw is up, and that one is good. Second free throw coming here. Chance to make it a 12-point game. It is up and good. That's 13 now for Moisey by my count. Aminette with it. 40 seconds left to play. Met at midcourt, but lobs it into the front court before she does so. A kick out. Deep two is up, and that one no good. Carissa Belfield missing there. And with 30 seconds left, Arcadia Valley is going to get a possession here. Landrum with it. Dribbling with the right hand. Working against Aminette. Backs out, picks up her dribble, now to Moisey. Moisey driving through with the right hand, has her pocket picked by Aminette. It is rolled back out to Landrum, but Landrum dives for it, unable to stop it from rolling out of bounds. And with 15 seconds left to play, I would imagine this will be the last possession of the third quarter. Aminette awaiting the inbound from Thurston. And gets it, being defended tightly. Puts her back to her defender. A lob to the far side, Belfield with it. 10 seconds left to the near side. Aminette pulling up from downtown. Rims out, no good. Rebound grab by Emily Bennett. Emily Bennett with 3 seconds left to play. A bounce pass, 1 second. A long pass is thrown way too late as the buzzer sounds before it makes its way to the Arcadia Valley Tigers player it was intended for, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter. 51-39 is the score. Central Rebels pulling away here in the second half. We'll see if they can continue to do so in advance to the championship game. That's coming up when we return right here on AM 800 KREI.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our 3 new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
51-39 the score on KREI Farmington. It is the Central Rebels on top of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Rebels looking to make their way back to the championship where they were victorious in it last season. Arcadia Valley Tigers are going to need a bit of a crazy fourth quarter here to come back in this one, especially against the tough and stingy Central Rebel defense. Rebels led in scoring by Caitlin Holmes, despite not having any points in the fourth quarter. Krista Belfield actually surpassed her by a point. Belfield now with 15. Holmes second with 14 after being shut out in the third quarter. Arcadia Valley starts with the ball whited to the far side corner. Brockus swung to the top of the point, and now it's Moisey with it. Moisey dribbling with the right hand. Tries to put her back to the basket, gets double teamed and travels. It's a shame that she did, because she did kick it out to Landrum, who put up a shot. That was a good one, too, a three-pointer that's not going to count. 51-39 the score, 7:40 to play here in the final frame. Avery Norris checks back in for the Rebels. She has it. Aminette gets the pass and gets bumped in the process by, I believe that's Gracie Smith. It is. Smith will pick up the foul.
I'm all about sportsmanship, Sean, honestly, but I kind of like Smith not picking up Aminette off the court there.
It's been a tough game with both teams, and the Rebels play a kind of style that leads to that. When you're full-court pressing as often as they do, it's going to be a lot more contact as Belfield drives through and lays it in. 17 for Carissa Belfield now. You know, the style of play that the Rebels play, not that I want to call it dirty, but it's a much tougher brand of basketball than you see from most teams in girls' basketball at the high school level, so it leads its way to, you know, seeing sportsmanship a little bit less often. Smith dribbling with the right hand, working against Aminette, hands it off for Landrum. Landrum to Moisey. Moisey now to Whitehead, who drives through. AV running the weave. Shot is up by Whitehead, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by the Rebels. That's Carissa Belfield. To Holmes at the free throw line. Fakes a shot, fakes a pass as she drives through, puts up a shot. It's good in the foul. A chance at a three-point play for Caitlin Holmes.
Hate to say it, but I think Central pretty much has this one in the bag. Their second half play has been absolutely phenomenal, and they got what they wanted. They just
free throw short, no good. Cleaning it up, though, is Kaylee Kimball. First time we've called her name all afternoon as she checks in.
They just got AV mentally exhausted from the press, from constantly having to beat the press.
Kimball at 5'11", in here for defensive and rebounding purposes, I would imagine. Shot up and in, that is Whitehead for two. Give her 12 on the afternoon. Aminette hands off to Belfield to the near side. A three ball is up, and that one goes off the rim, over the backboard, and out of play. Missing there is Kaylee Kimball. Kimball, the tallest of all the Central Rebels at 5'11". That's tallest by a decent margin. Next tallest, there are a couple players at 5'7". So a 4-inch advantage with Kimball compared to the rest of her teammates. Holmes dribbles behind the back. A bounce pass to Kimball, who hands it off. Now it's a kick out. Belfield for two, no good. Foot was on the line, but she misses it either way. Rebound grab by Brockus. Brockus to Landrum going the other way. Her team down by 16. 5:45 to play in the fourth. Arcadia Valley down low. Smith, one dribble shot is up. It rims in. Gracie Smith makes her way into the scoring books here in the fourth quarter. And now it's Aminette going the other way. Dribbles past her defender. Pulls up at the free throw line. No good. A loose ball tipped around. Grabbed by Moisey of Arcadia Valley. Crossover. Bounce pass down low. And we have a foul, I believe, against Skylar Aminette. A little too aggressive going for the loose ball there. We're trying to create a loose ball. Aminette's third, team sixth. Both teams, in fact, with six fouls here in the second half.
I think we're going to start seeing Coach Whited for AV send in some of the reserves. You got to think about your third-place game on Saturday.
Then again, they do have until Saturday for that third-place game, and with a day of rest in between each game they've played now, win or loss, it'll be a day of rest in between. You don't really need to worry about how conditioned your team is for that game.
Well, if the idea for Coach Whited is to maybe have a practice with the starters between, you know, today and Saturday, then, yeah, you want to kind of get them mentally and physically rested for maybe possibly a semi-grueling practice at this stage. And also, you don't want to get any of your starters hurt, especially with the third-place title on the line in this tournament.
Free throw up and good for Aminette, who was fouled. She's awarded with a second free throw attempt coming here.
Now, that's assuming that Central hangs on to this lead as it's 15 with 5 to play.
Free throw up and in, nothing but net. Aminette has yet to miss a free throw attempt in this game so far. 7 for 7 from the charity stripe.
Definitely the most solid free throw shooter that Central has.
13 points for Aminette so far. Long pass to Whitehead, gets tipped. She's able to regain control, trying to take advantage of the chaos. Drives through, fake pass to the near side, puts it up and draws the foul.
I will say this, I really do enjoy the offensive prowess of these guards for Arcadia Valley with Josie Landrum and Katie Whitehead. They're just very good at attacking the basket. It's just they haven't had very many lanes to get through the Central defense to attack the basket.
Free throw up and in for Whitehead, making her first of two. 59-44 the score, under 5 to play. Make sure you stay tuned after our coverage of Central Arcadia Valley. We'll begin covering Steelville and South Iron to find out who plays the winner of this one. Right now, if it stays this way, it's going to be the Central Rebels returning to the championship game. Kimmy Wallen, fake pass to the corner. Now it's swung all the way to the near side, thinking about a three as Kimball decides against it. Wing-to-wing pass. Wallen now back to Kimball on the near side wing. Her pass is tipped, but I believe we're going to get a kick ball here. We will. It'll be an inbound for the Tigers. Horton checks in. Kimball checks out. Aminette returns to the lineup, and Belfield will check out. The inbound goes to Aminette, to Kimmy Wallen. Wallen with a fake pass, now to Aminette, who has it at the logo. 4.5 to play. Chest pass, now back to Aminette. Rebels really slowing things down here. Midway through the fourth quarter. Wallen to Aminette. Back to Wallen. And Aminette with it once again. Dribbles around her defender and immediately gives it to Horton. Horton thinking about a three, decides against it. Aminette dribbles around her defender, hands off to Horton. Rebels running a bit of a weave now. And now back to Aminette. Aminette being defended tightly, picks up a screen, hands it off to Caitlin Holmes. Now back to Aminette, who drives through the defense and lays it in. Aminette for two. 61-45 the score, 3:45 to play. Rebels on top, Tigers with the ball. A three ball is up from Whitehead. No good. Aminette with the rebound. Aminette dribbles past her defender and now is going to slow things down in the half court once again. Rebels, I imagine, looking to just kill time here. They're on top 61-45. Aminette hands off to Caitlin Holmes. Holmes double team, takes it away from the double team baseline. A backdoor pass is tipped around, still loose on the court. And it's still loose. Keeps getting knocked away from people who grab it. Finally, Caitlin Holmes has it in a timeout taken by head coach of the Central Rebels, Josh Mapes. We'll take this timeout to thank a couple of our sponsors here. We'll like to thank Comtree of Festus, the YMCA of Jefferson County, also located in Festus, as is Lucas Smith Chrysler Center and the UPS store in Festus. We'd also like to thank Cole's Tractor and Equipment, who has the post-game show coming up momentarily, and Fleek's Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ludington, as well as Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge in Irondale.
It's quite comical sometimes when you've got three, four, five, six players diving to the floor. And the ball just pops up here and there. And finally, you know, it just, for AV, they're probably thinking, well, that's just our luck that Central comes away with it with this 16-point lead and three to play.
Arcadia Valley Tigers back out on the court, as are the Central Rebels ready to go. The timeout brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. The inbound goes to Belfield. That's Aminette. Aminette working against Whitehead. Now it goes to Carissa Belfield. And now to Horton. Horton to Aminette. A slip screen from Holmes. Holmes all alone down low on the block, calling for it. Finally gets it. Shot up, no good. And a jump ball as Holmes is following her own shot. Possession arrow favors the Rebels. They get the ball back here with 2:51 to play. They're on top 61-45 here in the fourth quarter. I see South Iron waiting in the wings right now, ready to go for the next game that's coming up after this one. A three ball from the wing is up and in for Skylar Aminette.
Certainly one of the prettier strokes in this area. Skylar Aminette able to drain that three, and as you mentioned, also perfect from the free throw line.
64-45 the score in the corner on the far side. Brockes with it, being defended by Horton, the freshman starter for the Central Rebels. Swings it all the way around to the near side. It's Gracie Smith. Smith takes it from elbow to elbow. And now Landrum, double team comes her way, and there's a foul against the Rebels. I think Caitlin Holmes is going to be guilty here. It does go against Caitlin Holmes, and that is her fourth, team's eighth. So that will send Landrum to the charity stripe with a 1-1. First free throw is up for Landrum, and it rims out, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Allison Nelson of Central as some of the reserves are getting into this game. Aminette to Holmes. Now to Horton. Horton holds it over her head to Carissa Belfield. Belfield fake pass to the left, goes right. That's Nelson with it. Nelson now back to Aminette. Aminette head fake on a three, drives, kicks out to Belfield. Belfield now drives through, draws contact, and lays it in. Carissa Belfield, how about her game so far? She converts on this three-point play. She's got 20 points scored. How about her for Player of the Game, brought to you by Unico Bank. You can see them in Potosi, Irondale, Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated for you. Shot no good, or second shot opportunity, though, up and in for Caitlin Holmes. A long outlet pass goes to Moisey down low. Her shot is up through traffic, and she draws a foul. I think they're going to get Sophia Horton.
I think for Arcadia Valley at this point, it's, hey, let's show these people that are watching this game that we are a team that fights to the very end. Because even though they're down by 23 with less than two to play, they are continuing to attack the basket.
Caitlin Holmes actually the guilty party. That is her fifth, so her day is done. She ends with 18 points by my count. Free throw up, no good. Moisey missing on the first one. It was in the act of shooting, so she does have two, and that is the ninth team foul against the Central Rebels. So it will be two, every foul here for the final 143. Second free throw up and in, so Landrum splits the trip. Or excuse me, that is Moisey splitting the trip. Bounce pass down low, and now a kick out. Free throw jumper is up for Kimball, no good. Tipped out of bounds off of a V. Rebels will maintain possession. Aubrey Eaton also out on the court, along with Kimball. Aminette, Nelson, who gets the inbounds, and Horton. A three ball from the corner for Aminette is no good. Loose ball tipped around and grabbed by Arcadia Valley, who now pushes the pace up court. An outlet to Whitehead. Whitehead drives through. Euro step is laid in off glass. Aminette taking it across the timeline. 108 on the clock. Aminette going coast to coast all on her own.
She doesn't have much of a stride, but she just seemed like she was jogging up the floor and was still outracing the defender behind her, and then no one picked her up on the by the basket.
Well, what was I saying last night? It's not about straight line speed sometimes, as the three ball is up from the near side wing. That one is good for Michaela Moise. But Aminette changes her speed very well, and that's sometimes even more important than your top speed, is your ability to accelerate and decelerate.
That is a fair point. She does it very, very well for the Rebels, and Coach Mapes, I'm sure, is extremely happy with her performance and the whole team's performance today.
Yeah, good performance overall for the Rebels. Driving through is Aminette, shot up, no good, and an outlet now for the Tigers going the opposite way. Whitehead with it off glass, no good. Loose ball tipped around. Moise puts up the shot, and that one is no good, but she is fouled, and we'll get a pair of free throws here. 70-51 is the score. Rebels on top of the Tigers with 17.8 seconds left to play. We'd like to thank Butler Supply in Farmington for keeping the J98 KREI and KJF scoreboard lit up tonight. If you are in need of electrical or plumbing products, visit Butler Supply in Farmington today, butlersupply.com. First free throw for Michaela, no good. Second one coming up here momentarily. You now see both teams waiting in the wings, Steelville and South Iron in the tunnel, ready to go. Second free throw up and in And crossing the timeline is the Rebels. Allison Nelson picks up her dribble. Bounce pass to Kimball. Kimball with a pump fake. Now to Hannah Coleman. First time we've called her name. Coleman hands it off for Nelson, and that will do it. Here in the semifinals, one of them has been determined. It is the Central Rebels moving on to the championship game. They defeat the Arcadia Valley Tigers by a final score of 70-52. Number one Central Rebels will have a chance to play to maintain their championship. Who they play, though, has yet to be determined. That'll be coming up after the Coles Tractor and Equipment post-game show right here on AM 800 KREI.
Hi, I'm Hannah Colt, and I'm proud to be a Farmington Knight. I'm proud of my school, and so is our family business. Coles Tractor and Equipment would like to wish all of the teams competing in the Central Christmas Tournament the best of luck. Being a Knight is about more than just winning. Pride, honor, determination, and a heart that never stops trying, that's what makes a great Knight. In my family, being a Knight is a family tradition that started with my dad. My family bleeds black and gold. Together, we are proud to support the Farmington Knights during the Central Christmas Tournament and in all they do.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No Bull.
Josh Harris is on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Josh, if your New Year's resolution is to have more fun in 2018, Midwest Sports Center is the place to start.
That's right. With rebates up to $5,000, Mark. On the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington, and get 2018 off to a great start.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Coles Tractor and Equipment, proud to bring you this post-game show of the Central Christmas Tournament. Coles Tractor and Equipment, don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
The number one Central Rebels victorious over the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Final score in this one, 70-52. Central Rebels move back to the championship game in their own tournament. Leading the way for them in scoring, Skylar Aminette with a big fourth quarter to seal the deal. She put up 20 points. Carissa Belfield right behind her with 19. And right behind Carissa Belfield, Caitlin Holmes had 18 points for the Rebels to lead all scorers in scoring, the three of them. Meanwhile, for the Arcadia Valley Tigers, they were led in scoring by Michaela Moise, who had a total of 18 points on the afternoon for her. Matt, a good win for the Central Rebels. Put a bow on this thing.
Well, and they were tied, and within five was AV for the first half. And then second half, Central's defense began to rush the AV offense. They couldn't really get into half-court sets. Instead, they were trying long passes for fast break opportunities. They weren't converting those. And then Central just got, you know, to their down-low post-play with Carissa Belfield and Caitlin Holmes, and that's how they ended up winning this game.
Big defense in the second half for the Rebels, only 6 points allowed in the third quarter, really setting the pace for them and putting the pressure on the Arcadia Valley Tigers. So that does it for the Central Rebels and Arcadia Valley Tigers. One half of our semifinals doubleheader from the women's bracket. Central moves on to the championship game. Arcadia Valley will play for third. We're going to cover the third place game Saturday with a 3 o'clock tip-off and 2:45 pregame show on J98 The Boot. The championship game is set for 6 o'clock on Saturday. That'll be on the boot as well with a 5:45 pregame show. That time is approximate. It depends on the games beforehand, how long they go, whether they're fast or slow. But we still have to determine the opponents for both the Rebels and the Tigers in the championship and third place game. That'll be determined in our next game that's coming up between the number 2 seed, the South Iron Panthers, and the number 3 seed, the Steelville Cardinals. That's coming up when we return here on AM 800 KREI.